We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire, brought to you by Regions Bank.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, we got the latest, and Clint Sterner is out today. He'll be back in tomorrow. In for him, Brandon Scott, Sports Radio 610. Of course, you got show. You got T-Mill, who is back in the saddle this week. And I want to throw this out. This come from the Texans. The Houston Texans launch a fan council to provide an opportunity for fans to help shape the future of the organization. The Houston Texans are launching a fan council to collaborate with the team on decisions that will help influence aspects of the organization and the fans' experience. The volunteer council will be comprised of 50 diverse and dynamic fans who will participate in regular, in-depth focus groups and other exclusive opportunities throughout the 2023 season. I'll just say this. Lord knows he gets on my nerves from time to time.
I already know where you're going with this one.
And I get on his nerves too, but that's what we do. If Larry and Stafford is not a part of this 50, I mean, is it really a list? And I know some of you have your feelings about Larry.
Hold on, so.
But Larry's got to be a part of this this diverse and dynamic fans who will participate in the regular. I think he does. I think Larry's got to be a part of it.
I understand from like...
How's it selected?
I understand from the standpoint of like pedigree and like he's Larry and Stafford. We get it. Probably the most well-known sports radio caller we have in the city, Larry and Stafford. But I also wonder, like, is Larry's personality a little bit too strong to sit on a 50-person council?
Don't do that.
Like, I feel like he might be too much of an A-type personality. I'm not saying he doesn't work well with people, that he can't be part of a team. But this feels like it might be too big of a team for Larry and Stafford. I feel like Larry and Stafford is on this committee or this commission on this group, I feel like it is Larry and Stafford's group. I don't know. And maybe I could be wrong. I might be underselling you, Larry.
You need it in there.
I might be underselling you. But I don't know.
He's just one guy. You need some
people. Is he?
Yes, he is.
I don't know.
He's just one guy. Quit trying to make him multiple people. It's a fault that he is as passionate and as big of a personality that he is. You need it. It's just one of them.
I don't know if it's a fault necessarily as much as it might not be the right fit. Or maybe put it in tiers. Like if you have put the super fan in tiers where Larry's in there with Debbie the Texan.
Yeah. You can have Debbie the Texan on one side and then you have Larry. Come, they're different. If it's a fit for Debs, then it's a fit for Larry.
No. We're talking about two totally different fan profiles. Debbie the Texan gonna go with whatever the Texan's talking about.
That's what I'm saying. You need a little
bit
of both.
Which is
cool.
Larry is gonna shake the table.
Sure. You need a table shaker, furniture mover, and you need a Debbie the Texan.
All right. Well, they did say diverse.
You got to have diverse.
They did say diverse.
Smart, right. Not hard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So I'm for it. I just wonder about the fit.
So that's two spots, right?
Yeah.
Larry and Debbie, right? They've got to be.
They got to be on there.
I think so. I'm with you on that. Yeah, absolutely got to get Larry in there. The super fan he is. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like a group absent of those two is actually representative.
I think Tony might be a little too emotional. I don't want
to do Tony like that.
I think she may be a little too emotional, right? Maybe there's a spot for her. I'd need her to try out.
She got to try out?
Yeah, because I just...
my God. This don't make no sense.
Right there. See, that's a little... And she might, you know, she might start crying on folks in there. I need to get her hold of
Larry's
her hold of
gonna get passionate if he's in there, but I think he'll be somewhat controlled. Yeah, Tony's liable to just fly off the hinges.
Well, what do the meetings look like? I mean, is it Robert's Rule of Order or like?
Is it Zoom?
I want Cal involved. I want him in the same room as Larry and Stafford.
Oh God, I do too.
Because that would be fun.
I feel like this is where his person. No, Tony got to be in there. Tony got to be in there. Tony, Larry, Debbie the Texan. Our guy Troy, who loses his mind often.
I haven't heard from Troy in a while. If you're out there, Troy, call up sometime, man.
It's official, like our guys did, right?
Man, I don't.
Nasty ass Jim.
Jim's dead.
He really might be.
He might be, man. He hasn't called in a long time. I would have put Jim in there too.
Oh my goodness!
Wow, this show's killing people.
Holy cow!
It's been a year.
At least.
Yeah, and Jim would call and hold on for 6 hours.
Yeah, but this isn't like
hours.
This isn't like the mob where if somebody doesn't call and check in within 6 weeks, I mean, they're
dead. Jim was an older fella.
He would call every day, B. Scott. Whether or not we were able to get him on air, he called every day. And now I haven't seen the phone ring with his name in over a year.
So we do. Is this public? Sean Pendergast is on it.
Yeah. He's there. There are going to be some media members on it, and we know that Sean is one of the ones.
Wow.
At least our representative from the station. Yeah. Which I think that's appropriate too.
Well, good for Sean.
He fits as
I think Sean and Larry, Tony and Debs.
Come on, Sean.
What would y'all suggest from the text line 713-572-4610? If y'all were on this council, or even if you don't want to be in,
that's a cool one.
What would be y'all suggestions? What would be the things that y'all would want to either hear from the Texans or suggest to the Texans?
And I think a lot of this is going to be within fan experience, right?
Yeah, well, they said shape the organization's future, which is kind of
And then it went a little deeper and said help influence aspects of the organization and the fan experience. So, yeah. I mean, some of the
– But I think how they run – and what they're about as an organization clearly impacts the fan experience. So they're going to hear a lot about that, whether they want to or not. You ask for 50 people that's passionate about your product to come together, they ain't going to just talk to you about what Cecil Shorts does during the game the animated bull or nothing like that. They're going to let you know.
Larry and Tony have a list
that
they're comprising right now, or whatever I'm trying to say. Whatever the hell I'm trying to say.
5 o'clock fire.
Go check that out. You could be one of the 50. All right. NFL news. Robert Saleh. He said he's sure about Aaron Rodgers and he will be a Jet. Odell Beckham Jr. is on the radar too. I've been kicking my mind around this. At some point, this is going to happen, right? That Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. We always see this. Alan Lazard is going over there. They're making moves to get him weapons, to get him over there. Eventually, this is going to happen. OBJ, we've heard that name as well. He'd probably love to go back to New York. I still can't understand how good they're going to be. Like, for me, that one is hard because they got a really good defense, which they had last year.
Yeah, they weren't bad last year.
Yeah, they
had no quarterback.
7 wins, yeah.
Yeah, no quarterback to speak of.
And they had got really good talent. You know, Garrett Wilson was obvious. They had the offense and defensive. Of players, rookies of the year. You know how I feel about Sauce Gardner, the first person in over 40 years to be a rookie all pro first team at corner.
Yeah, and then he's the real deal.
And Wilson, and then Breece Hall got injured.
Yeah.
Who was a really good running back for them. The offensive line is pretty good. Maybe some additions there, but I just can't. Like, I look at him, I'm saying, are they better than Buffalo?
I mean,
that one, and that's just in the division.
Well, I would ask you to, I mean, I get Josh Allen is a thing, but sell me on Buffalo. Like, I mean, Josh Allen is your sell.
Yeah, Josh Allen so if and you, Diggs if you, and.
Yeah, no, yes, and, Josh Allen and their offense. And but, like, I feel like we crowned Buffalo way too early last year, and they went and showed us, like, they are among the contenders, but they're not, like, this untouchable team that's, like,
I don't think they're untouchable. The answer to your question, Jets are better.
I think the answer to your question is they could be. With Aaron Rodgers, they absolutely could be.
Just starting with the division.
Yeah, no, I think.
And then moving out.
I think you have them
over the Bengals. You have them over the Chiefs. You have them the Chargers yet.
Yeah, I think they absolutely could be. They are right
they
there in that tier of. See, I think
they could be. They could be in the AFC Championship game. They could be.
Well,
look at it, you really feel that.
The only AFC team that is in a tier of its own that I don't think they measure up with necessarily to me is the Chiefs. And even the Chiefs we saw could get got. So to me, if you're asking me, with Aaron Rodgers, could they be on par with, I don't know if they're better, but are they on par with the Buffalo Bills, the Cincinnati Bengals? I don't see why not with Aaron Rodgers. I think they're right there in the mix of all the non-Chiefs AFC teams. The Chargers, I don't see why not. They're right there.
I think they have a really dumb offensive coaching staff, which I think could potentially hurt them.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, now they do, yes.
Nathaniel Hackett and the guy who was the passing, who was the offensive coordinator for the Titans last year. He's over there, too. And I also am not completely sure that Aaron Rodgers isn't taking a dip.
It's that simple.
I wonder if Aaron is still the guy. Because before last year, those two previous seasons, he was the MVP.
Oh, I thought you meant the years before that.
Last year, it wasn't just new receivers. Aaron missed a lot of throws. And sometimes you wonder how dedicated this version of Aaron Rodgers is to get to when he wouldn't work with those guys. I'm not so sure that Aaron's got to be 38, 39. I'm not so sure that he is at the level that I think people put in their minds when they think of Aaron Rodgers.
When I came out of the darkness.
Because if you're thinking about the guy who played 2 years ago,
That guy was healthy. He wasn't always healthy last year.
He had the thumb.
I think a healthy Aaron Rodgers is still – I don't think he's still – for a while, I thought Aaron Rodgers was the best quarterback in football. Tom Brady be damned.
It's that simple.
Yeah, I get that Tom Brady's winning all the Super Bowls. But for my money, I test Aaron Rodgers was the best quarterback in football. He's obviously not that anymore. But I think he is still on par, in the same tier as these top guys. He's not, I don't think, Josh Allen per se. But I think he raises your floor and ceiling, I think, on the level that those guys do. I on a real legitimate football team.
I'm not saying he can't be. He may be.
Yeah.
I just am. I'm just not to a point. I think the Jets are getting Aaron Rodgers that we are accustomed of.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers that could just carry a team on his shoulders for the most part until he gets in the playoffs.
Yeah. But do they necessarily need him to be that if they are as good as the way you described him earlier?
He's got to get the ball to some of those parts.
And I think he can do that. Could it be closer to Tom Brady 3 years ago now, the first year in Tampa Bay, where, even if this guy isn't necessarily what he was in, 2007, he's still capable and can get it to a wealth of weapons like what Tampa Bay had 3 years ago. And I don't think the Jets' weapons are necessarily like that. But they're pretty damn good, and I think Aaron is probably better now.
So you're trying to compare him to
is Aaron better right now in 2023
than Tom was in
2020? And I don't know the answer.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Last year shook me off. Last year was odd to watch. I know he had some injury stuff, but I mean he just I could not believe he couldn't beat Detroit in the last game. It ain't just Detroit. Detroit had another play for. It wasn't just other stuff falling apart around him. We've watched Aaron put up 40-something points in big games and lose.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case.
But Detroit was kind of sneaky good, too. Kind of whack for Aaron.
I cannot believe they couldn't beat Detroit with it on the line, Detroit playing for nothing to get to the postseason.
Yeah.
And Aaron being as much of a problem as anybody else out there. He threw a god-awful interception.
How about this,
awful
though?
Pick in what, that game.
What would be the Jets' alternative or their other option.
Where they gotta go.
Yeah, I mean this is it.
This is where they gotta go.
Sink or swim, this is it.
You hope that he is the guy from a couple years ago. But he is working with Nathaniel Hackett.
When I came out of the darkness.
And he's still in the darkness of whatever he's in.
5 o'clock fire.
Some good news coming out of college basketball, and happy to see this. Texas Longhorns have reached an agreement with Rodney Terry for him to be its full-time basketball coach. He was on the verge of leading them to the damn Final Four, and he's been sitting and chilling with that interim tag since allegedly Chris Beard got physical and lost his job. Now he is the new head coach in less than a year. And
promptly hired.
Of Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Yeah.
Because, hey, look at his record. Anyway, heard that before. But congratulations.
If we can just get him not to choke his wife.
Yeah.
Or his lady.
They look past that. Just
keep your hands to yourself and we can make it work.
Some have to have things on their record from 35 years ago that apparently is holding them back. But they reached an agreement with Rodney Terry and 5 years, 5 years, $15-plus million dollars
My
to
goodness.
Rodney Terry.
Lord have mercy.
You're a Texas Longhorn fan.
Absolutely.
I was surprised it took this long. The only thing that I thought was, could they go out and get somebody? They have somebody in mind. I heard names like Calipari floating around.
Right.
I'm telling you what I'd have done if I were Texas. I would have checked in on that man, Jerome Tang, over there at K-State to see. Because if you ask me right now, gun to head, heart, or scrotum, three places I don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
Would I rather have Rodney Terry, and he's done an amazing job, or Jerome Tang to see what he just did at K-State? I'd probably say Jerome Tang.
Yeah. I think there is a clear case to be made that they could have, like, you know, opened up the field and really, like, had a real kind of, I don't want to say audition, but really, like, tried to look for their next coach. Because, let's just be honest, and you talked about it. This was unexpected. It's not like they expected to be giving Rodney Terry a chance to audition for this job.
No, they did.
You know, so I hear you, but at the same time, it's not like the flavor of the month worked for them the last couple of times.
No,
Shaka Smart was that guy whenever they –
Jerome Tang feels different,
but I get it.
But Shaka did too.
Chris Beard was that guy. And then I know this is a different thing. This isn't performance
Chris
with Chris Beard.
Chris was going to
no,
do
No, I get it.
Yeah,
I,
he was
I get
going to do
it.
He just
what I'm saying
his
is
to himself.
It's not like necessarily just getting the flavor of the month is the answer. Maybe the answer is right in front of you, and it probably just took Texas a little while to see that.
Yeah.
They maybe needed to see the whole thing play out before they – actually decided on that. But shout out to Rodney Terry. He seems very familiar and relatable.
Yeah. They got turned down for who they wanted. That's probably why.
More than likely.
All right, listen, we've got some audio. Is that right, Tyler? Audio from Dusty Baker. Audio from the manager, hot off the press. He makes comments to a couple of things. We'll let you hear what that is coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Clint Sterner's out. He'll be back tomorrow. B. Scott is in the building. Tyler Milner made his triumphant return. And here in about 15 minutes or so, Tyler hurt my feelings. Slash disappointed me. And
wow, this is the first I'm hearing of this. No, I'm curious.
You have no idea.
Never liked to hurt anybody's feelings, man.
B. Scott just found out about it seconds ago.
But it's been pretty loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to come clean with you. It hurts, man. It
hurts. Oh, damn. So.
Yeah.
As Dick Vermeil said, it hurts. We'll rally around Kurt Warner. We'll play good football. We'll win games. One of my favorites. When Trent Green got hurt. It hurts. We'll rally around Kurt Warner. We'll play good football.
Who knew?
Who knew the hell?
Who knew exactly what that meant?
That he was going to be making a movie out of him. All right. A couple of things from Dusty Baker. As they'll get ready to play in Sugar Land against the Space Cowboys Dusty Baker tells media in Sugar Land that he hopes Yordan Alvarez, who has the hand issue, we know, will play opening night. Expects Kyle Tucker, who had the ankle, remember, he missed the last game in the WBC due to that ankle fouling the ball off of his ankle. He expects Kyle Tucker to be in the lineup tomorrow night and says Michael Brantley's shoulder rehab will take part in the ring ceremony, then return to Florida for further work. He also said that Lance McCullers is progressing while continuing to throw on flat ground. So we don't know when Lance will be ready to go. He also had this interesting tidbit about the potential of what the Astros may do with Jose Altuve and what they'll do potentially as a replacement with him being out for at least 2 months.
Jose, you miss Jose out too. You miss him in a lot of ways. You miss his speed, you miss his defense, you miss the offense. So, like I said, it's not an easy task, but you know, that's the task at hand. That's the cards that were dealt to us. So we're just going to have to try to mix and match till he gets back.
Dusty, are Dubon and Hensley still in the mix for that second baseman?
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the day?
Yeah, it depends. And, you know, Bannon's still on the mix too. I mean, everybody here is still on the mix. So sure, I'm going to have a lot of help from everybody to try to help me fill that spot. But we might go outside the organization. I mean, there's a lot at stake and a lot at hand. We want to get off to a decent start and field the best team that we have available to us.
Yeah, that was not exactly the most ringing endorsement of David Hensley and Mauricio Dubon.
Hell no.
His alternate.
We might go out. But should it be?
Well, even no, absolutely, I got no way. Hell not.
That's right. Should be. This is the Astros. Yeah. Where they're looking to compete for it all, and this ain't just a couple of weeks, dog. This is 2 months when he then resumes baseball activities.
Yeah,
let alone when he'll actually be back.
When he'll actually be good again.
Yes.
Yeah.
But good again and back.
All of that. Yeah.
But Brandon, I don't think it's an accident that he slid that in at the end. That there's that, to me, with Dusty, I think that's something they've at least had not just passing conversations about, but at least something potentially serious that they could go outside of of the organization to do so. And I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. There's some who I've seen say, here, man, just let David Hensley sit there. Okay, that's fine. But if you got a chance to potentially give yourself, a better option, a veteran option, I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, and you can't act like you're gonna catch lightning in a bottle every time, like last year that you did with Jeremy Pena.
Yeah,
like you just happen to have a guy that was ready to step in that role, and that was probably part of the calculation there in letting Carlos Correa go. It's like, hey, we got a guy that we can pay for a fraction of the price who might be just as good or close to as good, somewhere in the ballpark as good. So you had that. You just flat out don't have that. You can have all the hope and faith in David Hensley that you want to, but at the end of the day, man, that is not, like, that is just not an ideal option. And I'm very much curious on, like, what would be the plan to go outside the organization, because everybody signed up.
Yeah.
Everybody's either signed up or traded for. Like, you start looking out there for who's the best available. Like I see Jonathan Villar is a 32-year-old free agent out there still unsigned.
They may potentially trade.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, now
too much, though? Like, do you want – I don't really have a great farm system, but is that make a trade to get somebody in for a short period of time?
Yeah, I wouldn't love the idea. Yeah. And even if not, like, even if you
I think
feel,
I'd rather go with Hensley than to say – let's make a trade, depending on who it is.
I definitely would. But even if they did, like, even if they felt like they didn't feel comfortable enough to do that, that's bad. Like, now, like, not only is Altuve gone, but it's got the, sort of this boomerang effect or this residual effect of, hey, now we've got to make another corresponding move, to replace him.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I should say domino effect. Like, you don't like that at all. So,
See what this World Baseball Classic damn thing is doing?
It's not ideal. It's not ideal.
It's causing
I had to
potential moves out of this.
Oh, I had fun with the World Baseball Classic, but this is not good.
I'm glad you did.
This is not good at all, I'll admit. No. And I've been meaning to get this off for a while, and I'm glad you mentioned the World Baseball Classic. Because not only did Jose Altuve you know, break the thumb or get hurt on that particular play. But
Courtney said to me, 2 months?
But before that, when they were playing the Dominican Republic, his own teammate Hector Neris almost decapitated him.
That's what Hector does.
Yeah, Hector Neris pitched on him inside twice, almost hit him in the head, and then almost just, you know, clipped him on the jersey. Could have hit his hand. It could have hit his elbow. So even before he actually got hurt, I'm watching him against his own damn teammate, Hector Neris, almost kill him. Not a good feeling. Not a good feeling at all.
From the text line, this is why you should have kept Yuli. To do what?
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't understand. Is either Yuli or Jose Abreu was going to play second base? I don't understand.
To do what? To play what? Second base?
Yuli hit a home run today.
Good for him.
I don't know who was off of.
I'm glad, man. He didn't do that a lot last year. No. I'm glad he did.
It was some no-name. I'm
serious, 346, because I get called a raging idiot up and down this text line on a daily basis. This is why they should have kept Yuli. To do what?
No, I love Yuli more than anybody. I don't know what that means.
I'd love to see Yuli on the turn.
Now, if you want to give me
turn two, I'd love to see.
Here's one I'll take.
39.
Here's one I'll take. This is why they should have re-signed Aledmys Diaz. That might be a more reason, even though we've got a deeper connection to Yuli, I get it. But that actually makes more sense. Like, I think that's going to be sort of an underrated loss for them that, hey, you don't have a guy that you feel comfortable just stepping into that role necessarily like you did before. And it wouldn't have been Yuli. It would have been Aledmys Diaz. And that is the sort of the key loss here as it pertains to not having enough depth behind Jose Altuve.
Yeah, no, you can't be. Listen. You can't be dead serious about Yuli being an everyday second baseman right now until Jose Altuve gets better. Or you could have been here with Yuli. Maybe this. Yuli, although Yuli is in Miami on a minor league deal, Dusty Baker, the manager, gave a little bit more context to where Michael Brantley is right now.
I mean, Michael is going to be here for the ring ceremony, and then he's going to go back to Florida because he's a little bit behind. I mean, he's way behind. So first we have to determine, you know, if he's, you know, where his health and well-being is, and, you know, how much do we push him and out there. And then things you don't want to do is push him out there out of need and end up hurting him, then you're without him for a period of time. So like I've said in spring training, you know, you'd rather have Michael Brantley for 5 months versus no months.
He said way behind. He said you're okay. Like that was that. Ooh, I was a fan of the move. I thought Brantley, if he's right, if he's healthy, that one made a lot of sense right there. Knows the clubhouse can fit in. It can, you know, you can do a lot of different things and understand what type of at bat you're going to get from him, the professional hitter. But now I thought this would be like a 10-day thing. I thought this was going to be a short stint. The way Dusty made it seem like there, seemed like it may be it may be longer than just a 10-day, 15-day IL stint.
Yeah, and
you're already, I mean, that's just your 1 and 2 hitters. That's what Dusty wanted to do, was bat those 2 1 and 2.
And again, yeah, that's a good point about 1 and 2, but on top of that, again, it's just, it crystallizes the lack of depth. It puts in the full focus, the lack of depth past the top-heavy lineup, right? The stars, the names that we know. Like, after that, they did not have a lot of depth. And I think you could question whether they did a good enough job. If you weren't going to bring back Aledmys Diaz as your utility player, you needed to have at least a better answer for that, or feel better about who that person is to fill that role. Because now you're talking about, it's Mauricio Dubon, is it David Hensley? Like, I don't know a lot about David Hensley. Like, I don't feel like we've seen a ton of him. So we'll obviously see a lot more
small,
of him.
Small size, I've liked what I've seen.
Yeah, small sample size. But yeah, I feel like unless there's something about him that we don't know yet or understand yet, then they needed to do a better job of addressing that for sure.
All right, keep the latest here with you. Tyler hurt my feelings, and Texans fans, I'm so happy for you. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
If you missed it, Dusty Baker said they may go out of the organization to try to patch things together
while Jose Altuve recovers from thumb surgery, which is over 2 months. So that is an interesting thing. That just dropped. Tyler just played that about 10 minutes ago. However, today Tyler has hurt my feelings.
Yeah, what? How?
It's a trust issue, man. It's a trust issue.
I don't know if it's that. I mean,
can you trust somebody who doesn't do the thing that that's lacking here? Question.
I'll try to take his age and things into account.
His age and things.
What does that mean?
I got to be honest with you, Tyler. And it is clear as we were doing the Dusty Baker deal, where Dusty Baker, we were saying, ooh, Dusty Baker comes out with that little soul glow.
Yeah.
When I said it to you, your response back to me, I could tell you had never heard of it and had zero clue of what soul glow means.
No, but I've seen Coming to America. I just didn't remember that detail from it.
How do you not remember soul glow?
Well, I don't know. I've only seen it once or twice.
And then how do you not remember soul glow? Then he then said to me in my ear, is it a song?
Well, I was getting a lot of different results.
I had to stay productive in here, but I was crushed. Yeah. I almost sunk to the ground in here. And when I said Soul Glow, I had no idea what that was. Is that like when you played it? Is that the first time you remember hearing that song? Before?
For sure, absolutely.
That's the first time.
And
Tyler, I
haven't seen the movie enough times for a moment in the movie to stick out.
But see, I know.
You just see it once.
As disappointing as this is.
Damn, Eric LaSalle put in all that work for you to.
Well, whoever did his hair put in all that work.
He had to wear it.
Yeah, whoever produced the Soul Glow.
That hurt,
the family. But as disappointing as that is to hear, though, Tyler, I could see how he could get through the movie and that not be one of the things that stand out to Tyler.
I mean, I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was really funny, but I just didn't remember that part of the movie.
Yeah. But you don't have an experience or connection to black hair in the way that I think Soul Glow represents. Like, look at them fools over there with them Jerry curls. I do not feel like, unless two things, you either have a connection to the 80s or a connection to black hair. And Tyler,
I don't have either of those.
And Tyler is born in the 90s. He has neither of those.
When you see the movie, Dick, have you seen it? Quiet Storm, have you seen Coming to America? Ask him, has he seen Coming to
America? He has not seen Coming to America, so I win.
Look at you. Turn around.
Yeah, that's pretty disappointing there.
He doesn't fit either one of those things that I just mentioned.
Did a hell of a job filling in for me last week, but that's not good.
No, yeah, you lost points straight up. If you've seen the movie, it plays through so many times. It is catchy. You can't miss it. It is just funny as hell. If you've seen Coming to America one time, that music comes up every time Eric LaSalle shows up.
You ain't got to sell me on it, but if you don't understand the weight or connection to a Jerry curl, what is that going to mean to you? And Chris Santiago,
what is going on?
About Jerry curls, that same, I just haven't seen
somebody. No, I'm not even talking to Chris anymore. Glow He's lost all his nicknames. Listen, from the 281, I had no clue either, Tyler. Seen the movie multiple times. How?
I mean, it does seem like it's a very small part of a probably hour and a half, 2 hour long movie. I'm not saying it's not funny or it shouldn't stick out to you after a certain amount of watches.
Do you know who Randy Watson is?
No.
Randy Watson.
I mean, I might if I saw him. What B. Scott just said sounded familiar.
Sexual Chocolate. You don't know that?
Yeah, I got Sexual Chocolate.
And I have this on a t-shirt. If I say, that boy good.
Oh, yeah.
Good and terrible.
Yeah, man.
You must be crazy.
I've seen it once or twice. You know the Soul Glow jingle, Gus and Katie. Now, obviously, no, Gus is one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Or you're one of Gus's
favorites. We've really grown a lot, me and Gus.
I just
like to say we're friends now.
I'm sorry. Maybe, you know what? Sometimes I have to take a step back, and it is my perspective.
Yeah.
Any other white folks in here who have watched Coming to America? Let's just get down to it. This is where it feels like. This is a To America. Any other white folks out there who watch this, who've seen Coming to America who have no idea about Soul Glow. That's the first time. Tyler said, man, I never heard it. He played it.
Yeah, and Gus and Katie are saying that he's Hispanic and he knows the Soul Glow reference. That's a little bit closer to adjacent. I'm not.
Said adjacent.
That is adjacent to knowing, you know, and maybe you're a little bit older than Tyler. Like, and it's not to say that you wouldn't get it at all if you're white. I just think you're far less likely to have that greasy Jerry Curl imprint on the couch gonna stand out. Like, my family, when that scene happens and they all get up with they Jerry Curls imprinted on the couch, we laugh out loud. I feel like for everybody, that's not as funny.
I just understand. Maybe, sure, that part, and I can get, like, maybe Tyler doesn't get it. I just don't know how he missed it.
Well, because you could miss
it. It comes through multiple times in the movie.
If it doesn't stand out to you.
I don't know how it doesn't stand out.
I think I've for sure only seen Coming to America once. I have seen it once on like a Quiet Storm.
Now downgrade it to twice. Once to twice.
Once or twice, either way, it's the same thing. That's not enough to me. Like certain Adam Sandler movies, I can repeat to you almost verbatim beginning to end. Happy Gilmore, yeah, I got every line of that movie. I love movies. Movies is a second love for me to sports. I just haven't seen Coming to America enough to have that ready to go.
There are moments in Coming to America that I think are specific to an experience.
It's just like when I think of the movie Coming to America, Soul Glow is a top five reference.
Yeah, no, I could see that. There are so many though. I mean, and there can only be five, I feel like there could be a lot of different top fives. I'm with you there, but I'm
shocked.
Like
that
here,
hurt my feelings.
Like an underrated one for me. And I don't feel like this is necessarily a top five, but it could be a top five for me personally. When the preacher is talking to Lisa at the McDowell house, and he's like, he saved Joshua from the Battle of Jericho, and Gilligan off the island. And do you know how many times I watched that before my mom actually goes, boy, that ain't even in the Bible. Like, and I just didn't catch it in the moment, but like they are making a joke. You know, they're making a clear joke that I feel like plays to a certain demographic right
I feel there. Like I didn't hurt, like, you sure hurt your feelings is the right way to frame this?
No, it crushed me. It crushed me. When you said to me, Soul Glow, is it a song?
Feels
is it,
more like disappointment from you regarding me. Because I didn't do it intentionally. I wasn't I'm going
to
get
what
I
would like for you to
Soul
do is to stop trying to decide my feelings. Damn it. This was my feeling. Okay.
I don't
change my feeling.
I pride myself on not hurting feelings.
Tyler, that was the smoothest thing you've ever done.
What?
Do you do this to Megan? You just jumped in there and tried to change my personal feeling.
Yeah.
Nah, dog.
It made it your fault for feeling a certain way.
He said, nah, that's not what you were feeling.
Well, I mean, I think
let's move over to disappointment.
I think it's more disappointment in me that I didn't have that on the ready, like I didn't know, than me like hurting your feelings.
It's clearly, I was going to coach you through it because you didn't have it.
Yeah. You did coach me through it. You did great.
White person here from the text line, Soul Glow was pivotal in the movie regardless to race. John Harris is somewhere disappointed in you, and I know for a fact John Harris coming up behind us, Texans All Access, he's got it. John Harris went deep into scenes from Boomerang that caught me smooth off guard.
Yeah, yeah. And see, to me, I would disagree with that. Like, regardless of race, I think you are less likely, like, it's not to disqualify you, but I think you are less likely to identify with the comedy, the comedic relief of a Jerry Curl, of a wet Jerry Curl, if you are either A, not connected to the 80s in any kind of way, or B, not black.
White dude in Austin, for the first time I saw the movie, Soul Glow was the thing I remembered the most. All right, man. It's all right, man. I'm not done with you or nothing. I mean
good. I never want to hurt anybody's feelings. I take that seriously.
I think it was back to back. It was the you didn't have it, and then is it a song?
Well, because I pulled up all the results, and I'm looking for it, and there was some weird stuff.
And then he said, I got it. And when you played it, I could see it in your eyes. I was deep into it. He ain't never heard this before.
Yeah.
It's first time already.
It is an important part of the storyline in terms of, like, what that family does. Like, why is he rich? Or why is that family well off? Because they sell Soul Glow.
Well, now I know, and I will never make that mistake again, my friend.
Like, I didn't expect you to, though, when we start talking about Soul Glow, to run to the computer. I got it. But, my man, Soul Glow, I ain't got it, Jack.
Yeah.
I got it. All right, Texans All-X is coming up behind us. They'll talk about D'Amico live at the NFL owners meetings and the best of today with Tyler Milner coming up behind us as well. If you missed this earlier, I just want to let people know, I have a huge level of confidence, fellas, that sometimes in sports or in life, but especially in sports, even when you don't know it's coming, even when you don't deserve it, somehow the Indianapolis Colts saw that Peyton Manning was on the end of his road, and damn it, they just got blessed with the number one pick. And who's standing there? The Carpen Cobby replacement of him, Andrew Luck. And they fell right into that. How about you, Green Bay Packers? Come on down. Oh, no, no, no. Alex Smith. We want to draft him. We don't want this Aaron Rodgers character. And he drops and he falls and he falls and he falls. You got Brett Favre. And the next thing you know, you have like 35, 40 years of just straight quarterback play because nobody else saw Aaron Rodgers. Sometimes you just get hit with a break. By the way, impressed. Just came up with those two right off the top of my head. You just get a break. And I think the Texans are getting a break here. They blew the final week of the season. They should have had the number one pick in the draft, and then they gave control of the board away. But now the Panthers have traded up, and we can talk all the craziness we want. The Panthers are going to draft C.J. Stroud, and the break is here for the Texans. They're going to get Bryce Young, and no matter how it had to happen, they're going to have to trade no picks. They're going to do nothing. They're just going to get the break of getting Bryce Young, and I'm so confident in it. I'm telling you, I said it earlier. I put it out on Twitter. It's there. People have screenshot it. Tyler has it saved. I will give up the nickname Show.
Hold on, Show.
If Bryce Young is not a Houston Texan.
The Showman.
Yeah, you turned around.
Yeah, he's for real.
I'm dead ass serious.
I can't believe he's
doing
this.
Wake up on that. I will just
need to relax, man.
I will just
think
be Ron Hughley. I'll just be Ron Hughley.
Well, can we revisit it tomorrow and see if you still feel that way?
We can revisit it. I don't need to sleep on it.
That makes me nervous.
Doesn't this feel like he's showing a hell of a lot of confidence
in the
Carolina Panthers, for one thing?
Yes.
Like that would be the part for me that I would be nervous about making this bet or making this wager Show. Is like I would not feel comfortable with saying, hey, the Carolina Panthers are going to do this, and I'm going to attach my name to it.
Ready. Yep.
I mean, that, good for you, man. That is showing some
I believe I know what cojones, Frank's as they do. Call it. I knew what Frank's going to do.
I'll give you credit.
I just hope this isn't the biggest
the
show
break.
Curse we've ever
this
seen.
This is the break you get. We've already established there's no such thing as a show curse.
I really hope not in this case, because if it does this to Bryce Young, I'm going to be upset.
There is no show curse. And by the way, the show will be gone if it happens. It's over.
The Show Man.
It's over. I will be Ron. I'm that confident. Texans got the break.
We'll keep an eye on that, Ronnie.
We're going to lose his nickname and draft Will Levis, aren't we? Good God.
God, that's
so going to be the effect
of
the show
curse. I don't know why you all had that. Why y'all got that?
That's going to be the effect.
Why would you even say that?
Well, I mean.
Jackass.
I mean,
that's
I'm
no
just
reason.
Saying, man. You're getting all
Brandon,
confident.
Brandon, great
and
job today. Here, Clint will be back tomorrow. Tyler, great job. And maybe we can revisit it. Texans All Access, best of coming up behind us. I am Ron, the Show Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby. Hopefully it's not just I'm Ron Hughley. When I see a Jerry Curl, I hear Soul Glow.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through.
Can you make my hair look like that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.